Okay, we're going to move on to the next line. It says, the best excellence is to have great altruism. So, what more can you say than that? You know? I mean, when you think that all the happiness in the world comes from the altruistic intention, you know, how we traced it back. Remember that the hearers and solitary realizers come from the Buddhas come from the Bodhisattvas come from the three causes. Principal one here is the altruistic intention of bodhicitta. Yeah, and so when you think that kind of all of our virtue we created because somebody taught us, you know, I mean, beginning when we were little kids, our parents taught us, our teachers taught us. So, you know, all that kind of positive mentoring that we got all throughout our lives comes from their having gotten it and so on and so on. And it eventually traces back to the Buddhas and to the, you know, the altruistic intention. And so thinking too, going forward, you know, what's the best thing that we can give to sentient beings? You know, it's developing bodhicitta. Yeah, because when they do also the, when Dharmakirti does the reasoning of why the Buddha, well, actually it's Dinaga's praise, Dharmakirti commented on it, on the praise of why the Buddha is a reliable guide. Yeah, the first, you know, the Buddha is a reliable guide because he has the intention to benefit sentient beings. He's the teacher, the sugata, the protector. Did I get all of them? Yeah. Okay, so those five things, yeah? And so, you know, the first one, it starts out with bodhicitta, the intention to be a benefit to sentient beings. And so through that, you know, here they're talking, Dinaga was talking about Shakyamuni Buddha, but he's also telling us what we need to do, is you start with bodhicitta, and then when you have very strong bodhicitta, then of course you're going to look for a way to liberate yourself and others from samsara. So you find the teaching, you search for the teachings on emptiness, which become what actually liberates the mind. And that's what you teach others. By that, you become the sugata, an enlightened one, someone who has gone to bliss. And then that enables you to become the protector of sentient beings. And how does the Buddha protect us, and how will we protect others when we become Buddhas? Principal way is by teaching the Dharma. Yeah, and so it all comes from that altruistic intention, that initial motivation. Yeah, so that's why every morning when we wake up, yeah, first thing, as much as possible, I'm not going to harm anybody, as much as possible, I'm going to benefit others, and I'm going to generate bodhicitta and act from it as much as I can throughout the day. So we're not bodhisattvas yet, but we're bodhisattva wannabes. You know? And so as wannabes, we train ourselves, you know? And so that training is very helpful. Then as much throughout the day as we can recall that motivation, it really will affect all of our actions. Yeah? In the evening, we check up. We see how we did. We confess where we messed up. We rejoice in what we did well. We dedicate the merit, and we go on. Yeah, and so that makes a very full practice. And if you look, you know, throughout your day, whenever you have difficulties, if you, you know, stop and just come back to bodhicitta, to refuge in bodhicitta, the first two things we do in the morning and the last two things at night and the first two and at the beginning of any practice, if we come back to those at the beginning, you know, then we kind of really center our mind and settle our mind. Yeah, because we're coming back to what is most important in our lives. And of course, as we talked about before, when you're really taking refuge deeply, it includes the realization of emptiness, and it includes bodhicitta because it's leading you to become the three jewels. And when you really generate bodhicitta deeply, it leads you to refuge again. They cross-fertilize because it is, leading you to generate wisdom and to become the three jewels. Yeah. So, it's nice to read the first chapter of Shantideva, you know, because it really, you know, the first chapter is all about the benefits of bodhicitta. And whenever we think of the benefits of something, you know, I mean, this is what advertisers do. Yeah, they teach us the benefit of something. You will now have $50,000 in credit card debt. That's the benefit from buying this new car. You know, they don't tell you that part. They tell you, you know, how cool you're going to look. But, you know, but when you, you know, the whole idea of telling people the benefits of something, then it interests us in doing it. The thing is, with generating bodhicitta, we don't go in credit card debt, you know? It brings all the happiness in the world, and it's free. And nobody can take it away from us. Nobody can take it away from us. No matter where we go, no matter what situation we encounter, you know, to the extent that we've cultivated bodhicitta in our mind, then, you know, we're going to be happy wherever we are. To the extent that we cultivate self-centeredness in our mind, we're going to be unhappy no matter where we are. Yeah? So, let's go for it.